1049 WAXI is proud to bring you another great local high school basketball game. Our pregame show is presented by the Fountain Trust Company, with 11 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA. And by Ron Construction, State Road 59, north of Belmore. We're a few minutes away from tip-off. Time to evaluate the matchups, discuss the key players, and set the stage for tonight's contest. The Fountain Trust Company Ron Construction pregame show starts now on 1049 WAXI.
Hey everybody, it's Lou here from BJ's Electronics, your local TV expert, and I want to tell you about Dish TV. If technology, value, and customer satisfaction are important to you, then it's time to cut the cable cord once and for all. Upgrade your TV experience and start saving with Dish today. Drop by BJ's Electronics at US 41 North in Rockville, or call 1-800-772-2821, or visit us on the web at www.bj-electronics.net. We are BJ's Electronics, your locally owned, operated, and trusted satellite TV experts.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
From Crocs, lots of signs, and rare tobacco baskets to primitives and other treasures, the perfect starting point for entry-level and advanced collectors is Lover's Lane Antiques in Rockville. Open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 5. Georgina and Scott Bettis share your love for antiques and collectibles at Lover's Lane Antiques, 205 East High Street in Rockville.
Welcome back to the Rocket Dome. As one last time, they announced the starting lineups by Mr. Bruce Hartman. Stephen, a couple of presentations pregame. Why don't you go ahead and share what you had to depart for?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, obviously, it's a special night for a lot of people, but we did have two very important men in the history of Rockville, and particularly within athletics. So had the opportunity to announce the presentation of a plaque for Mr. Davey Rao, who's been an athletics assistant. Really works behind the scenes at every single event, taking care of the officials, setting up the field of play. He's one individual that most people never, ever see and realize how many hours he's spent in preparation of Rock's athletic events. So he was honored, and then Bruce Hartman as well, my dad, was honored as the voice of the Rocks for both football and girls and boys basketball. They received a plaque to a great ovation here to the crowd here at the Rocket Dome, and also a lifetime athletics pass to the new Park Heritage High School. So kind of a very fitting beginning to a very storied ending.
Well, absolutely, Stephen. Two very good friends of mine, and really appreciate all their contributions and effort to this community and to this school over many, many years. So well-deserved tonight. Stephen, how about starting lineups?
All right, so starting for Cloverdale, they are going to be the visitors on the scoreboard. Green uniforms, white numbers, they are going to be trimmed in black. So starting for them is going to be 6'3" senior Nick Winders. Also a 6' junior is number 14, Parker Watts. Jake Wilkes is going to be at a forward position. He's a 6'3" junior. Jake Kelly, the other forward position, 5'11" junior. And at one guard, kid we talked about and how special he is, 5'10" senior in Jalen Moore. So hopefully in the background you can hear the beginning of Slow Ride one final time here at the Rocket Dome. So starting for Rockville is going to be a flurry of seniors. We're going to add Landon Newnham into the starting lineup. He's a 5'10" junior. Then the seniors are going to be 6' senior Wesley Cottrell, 6' senior Hunter Mahalik, 6'3" senior Garrett Nichols, and 5'11" senior Parker Static.
Thank you, Stephen. As you mentioned, playing a Slow Ride one last time here at Rockville High School. Been a tradition for a long time. Sure, it dates back to the early 1990s. I believe that tradition was probably started with Coach Mitch Lancaster. And I saw Mitch here tonight, sitting off to our left. And You know, the other tradition that really started here, Stephen, was the lining up of fans and the student body along the court. Much more common when you visit other places, but I've been here a long time, and if memory serves me right, it started right here in the Rockadome.
Well, there was no doubt. As a kid growing up, sitting not only, you know, maybe with your parents or running around this gymnasium, sitting in the student section as a junior high student, you know, if you were an athlete, a basketball player, you had one dream and one desire, and all you could think about was the opportunity that you would maybe hear your name announced to Slow Ride and get a chance to run around and see that crowd. So it's incredibly special. I'm certainly blessed and fortunate enough to have had that experience. Really no feeling like it in the world, Jim.
We are set for the start of play. It will be Jake Wilkes, Landon Unum in the center of the basketball floor to tip things off. Tip's going to be controlled by Cloverdale. Nick Winders will track down the loose ball in the backcourt. And no surprise, it will be Jalen Moore with the basketball. He draws a quick double team. Gives the ball up on the backside to Winders. He gets it back on the near wing. Very patient possession right now off of the dribble. It's Parker Watts on the attack. There's a whistle. I thought he might. Now they're going to call it on. No, they're going to call it as a charge. Both players were number 14. I thought it was a charge. Good job by Parker Static. I take that back. Parker Static's 31, not 14.
It's just great anticipation by Parker. It was good. Good attack by Wilkes, but better defense by Parker Static. Ready to take the charge.
Pressure in the backcourt by Kelly on Mahalik. Noonan puts it on the floor, works to his left at the top of the key. Mahalik comes near wing to Static, looking to dump it into the post. Continues to pivot. It's now Noonan on the baseline. His jumper good. Rocks lead 2-0. He had a foot on the line. It was close to a three. They give him a two. Moore into the front court. Goes far side to Watts. Back to Moore. He gets around the defense. His runner with the right hand won't go. Ball loose, picked up by Nichols. Right now I think that, you know, we had a lot of questions. How would the Rocks try to defend Moore? Mahalik to the glass. He's fouled on the drive. Question is, was it goaltending? The ball got pinned on the glass. I'm not sure it got above the rim, Steven. I think it'll be a two-shot foul. I think that's a good call, at least from my vantage point. Foul is on Wilkes. His first, second on the team. Mahalik good on the first free throw. I'll get back to my point as soon as we have a change in possession.
Well, it's certainly great to have Hunter back in the lineup, and that was a great attack by him. Saw the straight line drive was available. He got to the glass, got fouled. He's going to knock down both the free throws, give the Rocks early 4-0 lead.
Now, Rocks an early 4-0 lead. Moore with the basketball. Back by point, you wonder how teams will defend Moore. Right now, it looks like the Rocks are going to send two on him every time he gets the basketball. Three-point shot by Kelly. Comes up short, goes over the top of the backboard. It'll be Rockville basketball. Pressure in the backcourt by Cloverdale. Cottrell on the dribble, up the floor to Static. Static back to Noonan, in between the circles. Drive, kick inside to Garrett. Nichols. Garrett Nichols shot. Block, picked up by Cloverdale. Moore from 15, shot goes. He's got the shooter's roll. He gets the Clovers on the scoreboard. It's a quick three by Mahalik. It's short, long rebound to Kelly. Kelly to Moore, up the near side. Back to Kelly. His three-point shot well off the mark. Rebound Rockville. Mahalik going to be called for carrying the basketball. It'll be Logan White. Placing Parker Static in the Rockville lineup. I'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore. WTHI TV 10, supporting high school sports in our local communities. HSMB Insurance with offices Montezuma and Greencastle. And Turkey Run Inn inside of the Turkey Run at State Park. Cloverdale basketball, Rocks lead by two. 5:55 to go. Nice backdoor play. Kelly shot in paint. Comes up short. Rebound to Logan. White's going to bring it up himself. Clears the timeline, hands off to Landon. Backside Mahalik to Nichols. One dribble, post feed to White. Up with the right hand, the baby hook is good. Rocks lead by 4-6-2. Moore with a long three in between the circles. It's off to the right, rebound White. White to Newnham. Newnham pulls up for three. It looks good, but it's off the backside. And it's Wilkes with the rebound. Looked to me like it was right on line, but just a little bit hard. Kelly skip pass. Nice catch by Watts. It's now Wilkes for three. His shot won't go. But Winders, good work on the boards. Wilkes' shot won't go. It's going to be three opportunities eventually. They're going to score. It's Jake Kelly with the putback. Too many opportunities for a quality basketball team of Cloverdale. Lob pass inside from Newnham, picked off by Cloverdale in transition. It's going to be and one for Moore. He doesn't shoot 14 free throws per ball game for no reason at all, Stephen. Great body control, creates the contact, gets the shot in, and he'll head to the free throw line.
Yep, that foul will be on Hunter Mahalik. Not a whole lot of contact there, but just enough. Jalen Moore, great body control, able to get the shot to go. He gets the free throw to drop as well.
Yeah, Stephen, we kind of talked about that. He's coming into this ball game, he shot 303 free throws on the year. That's just 26 less the entire team of Rockville on the year, and he hits 85% at the line. He connects. First lead of the ball game for Cloverdale at 7-6. Mahalik works the far side to Nichols. Post feed once again to Logan. Logan skip backside Mahalik for three. He cans it. Rocks regain the lead at 9-7. Give Logan the assist. Ball skip near side to Watts. And before Winders gets the ball on the floor, he shuffles the feet. Turnover will give the ball back to Rockville. We'd like to thank Del Warnick, Chevrolet in Rockville, Fountain Trust Company, 11 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA, Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton, and Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton. Nolan Kelly, a freshman, first substitution for Coach Rady. Cottrell with the basketball, puts it on the floor, reverses dribble, works back to his left. He finds Mahalik on the baseline. Newnham, one dribble, post feed to Nichols, gets inside of the defense, uses the backside for the bucket, his first basket of the ball game. Right now, good balance by the Rocks. Tough shot by Moore. Thought he had enough contact for the foul. Nothing called. Rocks in transition. Drop-off pass. White inside the defense. He's fouled on the floor by Wilkes. I believe that will be... That's a second on Wilkes.
That's number two.
That's a big foul, Stephen. We mentioned Jalen Moore averages 37.5 points per ball game on Wilkes. His second foul. He's the second leading scorer at 10 per ball game. Ball comes into Landon, open at the top of the key. Good ball fake, pulls up for 15. He cans the jumper. Rocks lead by 6, 13-7. Stephen, this is as good for quite some time on the offensive end that I've seen Rockville.
It looks like that foul is going to be on Hunter Mahalik. So that's going to be his second as well. But, Jim, I think right now kind of what you're seeing is Coach Shelsky really challenged this team to just be aggressive, put it on Cloverdale. They're not a great defensive team. So if you just attack them, be the aggressor, you're going to have a lot of success.
Foul is on Hunter. Steven mentioned that's his second, so a player on both teams with two. Three-point shot by Watts, no good, out of bounds. It'll be Rockville basketball. Cloverdale going to get into some full-court pressure, try to speed the game up a bit. Mahalik easily gets the inbound pass on the dribble into the front court. In front of us to Cottrell. Cottrell back to Mahalik. Mahalik works to his left. It's now Landon on the baseline, back to his right. Cottrell in between the circles. Looks in the post. He finds Nichols. The defense backed away from him. I don't think Garrett realized. He gets inside the defense. Nice ball fake. Gets him in the air. He finishes at the basket. Rocks with their biggest lead of the ball game. It's at 8-15-7. Still 2:30 to go in our opening quarter. Winders with the basketball. Far side to Kelly. It's now Watts. He'll dribble set the offense. He finds Moore. Moore draws the double team. Cottrell and Noonan. Quick movement. Pat shot on the backside by Kelly. Won't go. And I think they're saying that the ball is out of bounds. Initially, I thought maybe a foul. Jack Gooch will replace Garrett Nichols in the Rockville lineup. You know, I mentioned Cottrell coming back, Mahalik coming back. Jack was out for about a three-week segment, so Rock's getting healthy at the right time. Mahalik in between the circles. It's a 1-3-1, trapping defense by Cloverdale. White's pass outside. They'll say tip by Cloverdale. It'll remain Rockville basketball. I'd like to thank Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville, Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga, and the Overpit Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and at Covington. Noonan. His pass deflected, picked up by Moore. Moore on the run out to the basket, lays it up and in. Can't let him get running up and down the floor, Stephen. You've got to force him to have to set up to score against you. Just nobody out here that has the speed, quickness, and athletic ability of Jalen Moore. Pass in the post to White. White's pass a little bit behind Gooch. It's loose. They'll say last touch by Cloverdale.
Well, so far, terrific ball movement from Rockville. That time it was quick snap passes, about three or four right in a row. It was a good look from Logan White. Just got a little bit behind him, as you said, but Rocks will maintain possession.
Gooch inbounds to Noonan. Post feed White. Clears the defense. Good body work. Shot won't go. And when he misses the shot, a little too aggressive on the rebound, he's called for the foul. That'll be the first on Logan.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we see that quite often. He's just so aggressive. He knows his role, his value is to get those rebounds.
Well, it'll be Cloverdale basketball, 1:12 to go in our opening quarter. Rockville with a 6-point lead, 15-9. Moore on the point to 10-second line. A pair of rocks, look to pick him up. He throws it over the top of the defense to Kelly. Pass on the backside to Nolan. Nolan's pass knocked out of bounds by Mahalik. And you wonder inside of a minute if Coach Shelsky might send Mahalik out of the ball game. And as I mentioned that, here comes Clay Butler. Good coaching move. So we've seen eight people into the ball game for Rockville in the opening quarter. Moore comes near side to Kelly. Kelly's pass deflected, picked up by Gooch. Gooch to Noonan. Landon on the floor to the left. As the ball knocked out from behind. Last touch by Jack. It'll be Cloverdale basketball. And that's the way Cloverdale likes to play defense, Stephen. They're not afraid to get up on you, and if you get by them, they're gonna gamble. They want to get up and down the floor. They don't want to play long possessions defensively. Winders, he's going to be fouled in the post area by Logan. So White picks up two quick ones. So a pair of players with two fouls for Rockville. Parker Static sits at the scorer's bench. I'm sure he will replace White. Nick Winders at the free throw line for Coach Rady. First free throw is good. Taking a look back, the first Financial Wabash Valley Classic, Stephen. Cloverdale played three games, defeated Riverton Park in the opening round by 20. Lost to Linton Stockton by 5. And then Terre Haute South beat them by 27. So they went 1-2 in that competition. Clock down to 10 seconds. Butler on the baseline to Gooch. He'll send it back to Butler. Clock down to five. Noonan penetrates, kicks to Jack. Jack's shot on the baseline. It won't go. Put back by Cottrell. A nice attempt. It's off the mark. We played one. Rocks lead by four, 15-11. Stay tuned for second quarter action at the Rockadome on 104.9 WAXI.
Layton's Refrigeration and American Standard offers a full line of high-efficiency heating and air conditioning equipment, heat pumps, and geothermals. Call Layton's today at 765-832-2561. Layton's Refrigeration offers the highest level of customer service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and was voted number one customer care rated independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer in Indiana 2 years in a row. Save money and call Layton's Refrigeration today at 765-832-2561.
Hi, I'm Bill, but thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation to my attic, my electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
Welcome back to the Rockadome. Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. We're set for second quarter play. It'll be Rockville basketball. Koshelski opens the quarter with Static, Mahalik, Noonan, White, and Nichols. Interesting enough, Mahalik and White, two fouls each. Noonan on the near side. Cloverdale stays in there, 1-3-1. Now Mahalik on the backside. Baseline, Static's jumper on the way. It won't go. Weak side rebound to Nichols. Kind of loses control of the basketball. Fumbles around a little bit. He picks it up. Gets the easy one inside. He's had a nice first half. He has six. Rocks lead by six, 17-11. Kelly with the basketball at the high post to Moore. Moore draws a triple team. He'll back outside of the defense. Uses a screen. Gets in the paint with the right hand shot. Won't go. Logan picks up number three.
I think
he was bailed out, Stephen.
Absolutely right. He's going to get foul number three, but that is a tough, tough foul to take. Logan standing straight up, and Jalen Moore is going to go up and under. Logan did not move, and he's going to get the foul call.
We have Clayton Miller in the Cloverdale lineup for the first time tonight. Moore connects on the first free throw. I'd like to thank your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Affordable Auto Care, US 41 North in Rockville. BJ Electronics, your dish authorized retailer in Rockville. And the employees of International Paper, Newport Mill, proudly supporting Park and Vermillion County High School Sports. Moore good on both free throws. A quick three by Noonan. It's off the mark. Rebound Cloverdale. Moore on the dribble. He gets a screen behind his back in paint. Kicks to Kelly. Kelly for three is good. Give Moore the assist. 6-point lead is evaporated. It's down to five. Gooch's shot won't go. Winders on the rebound to Moore. Moore pulls up. Hands off to Winders. Winders drive foul on Static. That'll be his first. Foul starting to mount. I believe that's the sixth. I think that's on the floor, isn't it? It's not a two-shot foul.
We got some of them lined up at the free throw line. Looks like the official's going out of bounds. That's the right call.
It will be Cloverdale basketball. They trail by one, 17-16. Ball comes into Winders. He works to his right. Kelly in between the circles. Moore comes to get the basketball. Now on the baseline to Nolan. Excuse me, Kelly. Nolan Kelly. We have two Kellys in the ballgame, Jake and Nolan. It's now Moore on the dribble. Pulls up from 15. Has it stripped by Noonan. Picked up by Static. Static into the front court to Mahalik. Near side, Noonan. Penetrates. Pass on the backside. Goes through the net. I don't know how. Pretty tough catch for anybody. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Cloverdale basketball.
I think that was going to be there. Had Landon just waited a little bit longer, let Gooch get to this side of the rim, probably would have been a little bit of an easier pass, but it's a great look by Landon.
Moore on the dribble to his right, in paint, jump stop with the right hand, shot won't go. Rebound Nichols, up the floor to Noonan, on the run out, a lot of contact. Foul on Cloverdale will send Landon to the free throw line. Foul is on at Jake Kelly. That will be his first, fourth on the team. Logan to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Logan leads the Rocks in scoring at 23 points per ball game. He connects on the first. I'd like to thank Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, Internet and Phone in Bloomingdale and Rockville, and Future X Industries in Bloomingdale. Official being called to the scorer's bench. Not sure what the discussion is, but would like to go ahead and thank Lovers Lane Antiques on East High Street in Rockville and the Walsh Law Office in Covington and Clinton. And can't say enough how much we appreciate our sponsors that have been with us the entire season long, so supporting us and supporting our local high schools. We really, really appreciate the sponsors that we do have on the True Oldie. Second free throw also good. Lead to three for Rockville, 19-16. Winters goes baseline. Kicks to Nolan Kelly. The freshman buries a three-point field goal. We're tied at 19. Mihalik open for three. Shot won't go. Ball loose. Picked up by Kelly on the backside. On the drive to the basket. Shot won't go. Kelly going to be called for the charge. Steven, just a huge difference from an offensive standpoint. When the Rocks get in their half-court set, get moving the basketball versus coming down without any passes, getting a shot.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. They're moving the ball well at most points tonight. That the shots that they've come down and just taken off of one pass or none have not really been good high-percentage shots. I think they can get much better looks.
Out front, more strips, Mihalik. More to the basket. Fouls on Noonan. That'll send Moore to the free throw line. I believe that will be the first on Landon. That is the seventh on the team, but it is a two-shot free throw opportunity for Moore. He's been perfect at the line. Connects on the first. As we mentioned, he's an 85% free throw shooter. I mentioned that he shot 303 coming into this ballgame. That's 78% of the free throw shot by Cloverdale on the year have been taken by Jalen Moore. Which isn't surprising with the amount of time he has the ball in his hands. Second free throw is also good. He's perfect at the charity stripe. Mihalik up the right side to Noonan. Noonan for three. His shot off the mark. Weak side rebound to Gooch. To Nichols. Good ball movement by Rockville. Contact out front. No call. Mihalik near side to Landon. Works to his left to the basket. Lays it in. Split the defenders. Much more. A shot by Moore won't go. Rebound by Cloverdale, but as they throw it out, it's picked off by Gooch. Up the floor on the far side, Mihalik to the basket. He has a shot blocked from behind. It's now Moore in the open floor to the basket. Shot won't go. Rebound at Nolan Kelly. He throws it off the leg of a Rockville player. We have a timeout, Cloverdale. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll send it back to you as well. We're tied at 21, 4:35 to go in quarter two at the Rocket Dome on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Winter is just around the corner. Is your heating system ready? Let the professionals at Andrews Heating help you sort out repair versus replacement. They offer the top-of-the-line American standard heating and air conditioning equipment with the best warranty in the industry and financial solutions that won't break the bank. All from the dealership that you've trusted your family's indoor comfort to for nearly 50 years. Andrews Heating, the right choice for the right indoor comfort solution. Andrews Heating at 765-832-9401 or visit them on the web at andrewsheating.com.
Welcome back to the Rocket Dome. We're tied at 21. Nearing the midway point of quarter number two. It'll be Cloverdale basketball. Jalen Moore to inbound. Brings it in to Miller. Moore eventually comes back to get the ball. Winders for three. His shot won't go. Ball loose. It's still on the floor. And they'll say jump ball. Possession will keep it on that end of the floor. It'll be Cloverdale basketball. So once again, it'll be Moore to trigger the inbound pass. Winders to Nolan Kelly. It's now Moore with the basketball. He falls to the floor. Far side Kelly. Kelly on the floor. Skip pass near side to Winders. Crossover dribble at the free throw line. Wide open at the top of the key. Lets it fly off the heel of the rim. Long rebound, Gooch. Coach Chelsea's got some good minutes from Jack tonight. He's been very active, especially on the defensive end, rebounding and getting his hand. Cottrell's pass out front, picked off by Moore. Moore with the run out. Cloverdale with the lead, 23-21, very quickly up the floor. Noonan to the basket. Shot goes, a lot of contact, but no call. We're tied at 23. Moore on the drive. Kicks to Jake Kelly. His shot won't go. Rebound inside. Put back by Miller, no good. Rocks on the run. Skip pass backside. Nichols, I think he had a foot on the line. His shot won't go anyway. Rebound Winders. Winders to Moore. Up the right side. Fadeaway jumper on the baseline is good. Cloverdale with the lead. Penetrate kick. Noonan to Mahalik. History good. Rocks with the lead. 26-25. Steven, I know from our perspective, I hope the game stays like this for the entire 32 minutes. It's now Moore counters with a 15-foot jumper. Cloverdale with a one-point lead. Near side, Noonan on the drive. Going to be a block on Moore. That'll be the first on Jalen. Good recognition by Landon to realize he about a half step on the baseline. That will be the sixth on Cloverdale. That'll force the Rocks to take the ball out of bounds. Invite you to stay tuned. Clark Chevrolet, Diverter Funeral Home, halftime show. Both of those businesses located in Cayuga. Speaking of Cayuga, Stephen, that will be our next landing spot Friday night. We'll wrap up our regular season for a WRC contest between the Seager Patriots and at North Vermilion Falcons. Anticipate that being a very good ball game. And then next week, a week from tonight, we will start postseason play. We will be at Sectional 53 at North Vermilion, Game 1, Rockville and Attica, followed by North Vermilion and Riverton Park in game number 2. Now I think we're set. It'll be Rockville basketball. The Rocks trail by one. Inbound pass to Nichols. Nichols in paint. Puts it up with the left hand. He's fouled on the head of the free throw line.
I love that move from Garrett Nichols. He catches the lob, but takes one hard dribble. Little ball fake. Did not fade away at all. He's attacking the rim, going up strong. Continues that. He's going to be able to score a lot of points and get to the line quite often.
First free throw is good. Garrett comes into the ball game averaging 6.5 points per contest. He's exceeded that total with 7 here in the first half. He will get a second. We're tied at 27, 2:38 before half. Second free throw is good. Rocks regain the lead at 28-27. Moore walks it up the floor, clears the timeline, pulls up from one step beyond half court, shot off the mark. Landon forces a pass. It's picked off by Moore. Now he's in transition. He gets a layup on the other end. He had a 2-on-1, just wasn't executed very well. Pass by Gooch inside to Landon. Landon's kiss off the glass is good. Rocks with a one-point lead. Now Moore to the basket with another layup. Right now, Rockville really struggling to keep Moore in front of them, Stephen. Landing for three off the mark. And I believe the foul will be on Parker Watts. Jalen Moore with his 21st point here in the first half has moved up one notch in terms of the Indiana scoring list. He is now in the 16th spot. I'll pull that up here at halftime and we'll recap that. Wesley Cottrell at the free throw line connects on the first. We're tied at 31. Second free throw on the way is also good. So we continue this seesaw battle back and forth. Currently the Rocks with a one-point lead. Moore on the dribble to his right. He'll come near side to Wilkes. Wilkes to the basket, draws contact. He'll get the hoop and arm. Stephen, you got to try to set yourself up in the lane on him. He had two. Defense rotated late.
Yeah, but he last second gave a little sidestep to get around the defense, gets the shot to go. I think you got to close out strong here if you're Rockville. Obviously, you're in the game. You're just down a single point right now. Really locked down defensively. Make sure you get a good shot here on the offensive end.
Looks good on the free throw. Two-point advantage for Cloverdale. Static will replace Nichols. I think you're right, Stephen. We're at 141, and you want to keep this as close as possible. You don't want to allow Cloverdale to get away from you at the end of the half. Mihalik to his left. Cottrell on the baseline. Circles back to his right. He finds Gooch. Jack's pass out front. Picked off by Moore to race to the basket. Moore with the hoop. It was a hand in the middle of the back. Jack's going to pick up the foul.
Well, Jim, that's about the third or fourth time we've seen that here in the game. Just a pass from one side of the floor across the top of the key to the other. Jalen Moore jumps out in the passing lane and has had, like I said, probably three or four buckets on run-out opportunities. You got to know he's looking to jump into that passing lane.
Yeah, he'll be at the free throw line one more time. He's been perfect tonight. He remains that way as he connects. Biggest lead of the night for Cloverdale. It's at 5, 37-32, a minute 20 to go in our first half. Noonan guarded by Kelly. Finds Mihalik. Working against Moore. Gets him to the basket with the left hand. The shot won't go, but he's fouled on the head of the free throw line.
Assume that foul will be on
That foul is
Wilkes.
On Wilkes. That's going to be number three. So that's the chance you take. He set for 10 minutes, 11 minutes, Stephen. Comes in a ball game late in the quarter, picks up number three, so a big loss for Coach Rady. Mihalik good on the first. Thing about it is I don't think he necessarily will come out and sit him to start the second half, but clearly if he picks up another quick one, he'll be sitting for a considerable amount of time. Second free throw on the way is also good by Hunter. Cuts the lead to three at 37-34. Moore on the dribble to his right. Gets a screen from Winders. Now passes the ball to Winders, near side to Jake Kelly. They hand it off to Moore. He works to his right off a screen, crossover, drop off pass on a back cut. Shot is good by Parker Watts. Once again, give the assist. Pass inside to Gooch. Jack's pass to Cottrell is picked off by Cloverdale. Moore on the move. Step back jumper from 15. It's short. Rebound, Cottrell. He finds Mihalik. Mihalik will slow things down. Rocks a hold for one. We're inside of 15. Comes near side to Noonan. They clear out. Landon goes behind his back to the glass. It's good. Moore's going to get a shot up from three-quarters court. It's off the mark. We played 16, and it's a great ball game, folks. Cloverdale 39, Rockville 36. Stay tuned for our Clark Chevrolet Diverter Funeral Home from the Rocket Dome one last time on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnick's today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today, drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience making shopping for a new pre-owned or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville, you'll find an experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to assist you.
From Crocs, lots of signs, and rare tobacco baskets to primitives and other treasures, the perfect starting point for entry-level and advanced collectors is Lover's Lane Antiques in Rockville. Open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 5. Georgina and Scott Bettis share your love for antiques and collectibles at Lover's Lane Antiques, 205 East High Street in Rockville.
Fresh produce is waiting for you at your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. And it's on sale. Save big on Halo's Clementine, Sweet Cantaloupe, Honeycrisp Apples, Blackberries, Jumbo Sweet Onions, and a whole lot more. Thank you for being part of the IGA family. Proud to serve our local communities in Rockville and Clinton.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
Welcome back to our halftime show, sponsored by Clark Chevrolet and Diverter Funeral Home. It's a good one, folks. 39-36, Cloverdale with a slim three-point lead. We mentioned Jalen Moore came into this ball game having scored 2,236 points. He has 24 in the first half. That moves him from 17 to number 16 as he passed Anthony Winchester of Austin High School, graduating in 2002. Stephen, and you and I talked. Moore's got an outside shot at moving into top 10, depending on how deep of run Cloverdale makes in tournament play. They have won the sectional that they play in at South Putnam three consecutive years, and they will open up tournament play against Monrovia, at least from a record standpoint, probably their toughest opponent. As just two teams have above 500 records, Cloverdale and Monrovia, but an outstanding basketball player and quite an athlete. Can you imagine coaching he and Cooper Neese at the same time?
You're lucky as a coach to have one player like that in your tenure, let alone two at the same time.
You know, and we mentioned that Cooper Neese graduates last year and finishes in the number eight spot, 2,496 points. So what a duo those two were when they played together. Now it's just more. But what a basketball game. Up and down the floor. Thought we might see a little bit slower pace, at least if Rockville had their way with things. They tried to double-team Moore out front, but he is just so crafty, so quick, so good with the basketball, Stephen, that the Rocks are unable to keep him to stay between he and the basket. You're going to cover statistics here in a little bit, but he's only hit a jump shot or two from the perimeter. I can remember about two 15-foot jumpers. The rest have either been layups or from the free throw line. He's put quite a show here in the first half. Obviously, if you're going to win this ball game, you're going to have to get him under control. I don't think you can just allow him to continue to score at the pace he's scoring and think that you can outscore Cloverdale and win this ball game.
No, absolutely. I agree. I think that that defensively you're going to have to make sure that you do have everybody on the same page. You know, 1 foot in the lane. If he drives at all, you got to get over there and stop him. If he kicks it, yes, they've knocked down a few perimeter shots, but I would much rather take an outside shot from anybody else than Jalen Moore getting into the paint and having an easy five-foot jumper. So from that standpoint, defensively in the half court, absolutely know where he is at all times. You cannot turn the ball over up at the top of the key and allow him to get a run-out bucket. And those have been very, very crucial for Rockville as well. The turnovers certainly mounted for them. They've got 10 in here in the first half, and that's just way too many against a team that's going to score as much as Cloverdale does. And then I think if Rockville gets to the offensive end and maybe gets to a point where they can stop taking some early three-point shots, continue to put the ball on the floor, get to the basket. They've proven Cloverdale's not going to stop them. If they do, they're going to foul you. Get to the rim, get them in foul trouble, get some free throws knocked down, and you're going to be able to stay in this game.
I really like the body of work I've seen by the Rocks in the first half on the offensive end, Steven. They've moved the ball maybe as well as we've seen since early part of the year. They've had some nice balance. When they've pounded the ball inside, Rocks have had a huge advantage in White and Nichols. And also when they've attacked the basket off of the dribble, they've got several layups and they've got to the free throw line. So I'm sure that there will be a concerted effort to stick with those points here in the second half. Let's take a commercial break. When we come back, we'll take a look at statistics from the first half. You're listening to our halftime show sponsored by Clark Chevrolet and Inverter Funeral Home on 104.9 WAXI.
He shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969. FutureX Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. FutureX is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from FutureX Industries.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orbert, Eric Stidman, Chris Piper, and Brady Hart. Storm Team 10, leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Well, welcome back to the Rockadome. It is a 39-36 advantage for the Clovers over the Rocks here at the end of the first half of play. We'll go ahead and look at stats. I believe Jim is filling up his water bottle. He's done a lot of talking over the last season of basketball, so I guess we'll excuse him for that. But as I said, it is 39-36 Cloverdale. You know, several points coming in that second quarter. It was just 15-11 at the end of the first quarter. But Cloverdale puts up 28 second quarter points. Rockville puts up 21. So a lot of offense coming at you tonight. For the Clovers, leading scorer, of course, Jalen Moore. He's got 24 points already, 9 of 17 shooting from the floor. He's 9 of 14 from two-point range. He hasn't converted behind the arc yet, but he's 6 of 6 from the free throw line as well. You got 5 points then for Jake Kelly, 3 points to Nolan Kelly and Jake Wilkes, 2 points apiece for Nick Winders and Parker Watts. For Rockville, they're led right now by Landon Noonan. He's got 14 points in the ballgame. Hunter Mahalik, big night. He's got 10 points for them already. He's 2 of 4 from the floor, but he's perfect 4 for 4 from the free throw line as well. So welcome back, Hunter Mahalik. It's good to have you for sure. 8 points to Garrett Nichols. He's had a big night, as Jim said, when he's gotten the ball in the post. He's been very, very tough to deal with for Cloverdale, using a lot of strength, a lot of crafty moves in there. 8 points, 3 of 5 shooting. He's 2 of 2 from the free throw line as well. And then Wesley Cottrell has 2 points. He's knocked down 2 free throws. Logan White has a field goal for 2 points in the game as well. Cloverdale as a team is shooting 60%. They're 12 of 20 from two-point range. Behind the three-point line, the Clovers are 14%, 2 of 14. And they haven't missed a free throw to this point. They're 9 of 9, 6 to Jalen Moore, 2 to Nick Winders, and 1 for Jake Wilkes. Rockville is 71% right now from two-point range, and I think that's a huge stat right now that you just have to look at and say, where is our advantage coming from? 71% from two-point range, shooting just 20% behind the three-point line. They are 91% right now, Jim, from the free-throw line. They've shot 10 of 11 from the charity stripe here in the first half of play. Cloverdale has done a very good job taking care of the basketball. They have just 4 turnovers in the first half. Rockville with 10 turnovers at this point.
Well, Steven, I think more than enough on the offensive end to win this ball game. I think the difference is going to be what we can do on the defensive end to contain Moore a little bit. A couple things. I think you got to do everything you can to force him out on the floor to beat you from 15 feet on out. Keep him off of the free throw line. And you've got to really recognize where he's at on the defensive end of the floor. He's not a good on the ball defender, Steven. But he is very, very crafty in terms of reading where a pass is going to be made, jumping in the passing lane and transition the other direction. That's going to wrap up our Clark Chevrolet Diverter Funeral Home halftime shows. We're about 30 seconds away from the start of the second half. from the Rockadome on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
For heating, plumbing, or a cooling need, the name you can trust is Beverly. Family-owned value is the name of the game. Call Beverly.
Beverly.
That's our name. Call 765-832-7654. It's what to do. It's not our first name, it's our last, but it's the last name you'll need for service fast. Quality services are claim to fame. Call Beverly.
Beverly.
That's our name.
Why buy from your local Overpeck Gas Company? We accept new customers sharing the same great rate and sincere commitment to 24-hour star service. Studies show that each dollar you spend at local independent business returns 3 times more money to our local economy. Now that's a benefit we cannot afford to lose. Locally owned and operated for 60 years, Overpeck Gas Company. 765-597-2201 or toll free 800-536-2201.
Welcome back to live action at the Rockadome. Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman, Rockville with the basketball, down three. Post feed inside to White. White's jumper won't go. Rebound to Moore. Moore in the middle of the floor with the left hand. Crossover in paint, off glass, his shot good. Once again, Rock's unable to stop ball on the floor. Moore gets that deep. He's going to hurt you. Post feed again. This time from Mahalik to White. Logan's fouled on the shot. He'll head to the free throw line for two.
And that foul will go on Jay Kelly, his second.
Lead is at 5, 41-36 for Cloverdale. Logan had a nice start off of the bench tonight. Encountered some foul trouble in the first half. He connects on the first free throw. We'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore, WTHI TV 10, supporting high school sports in our local communities, HSMB with insurance offices in Montezuma and Greencastle, and Turkey Run Inn inside of the Turkey Run State Park. Logan good on the second free throw as well. Crimson lead to three at 41-38. Moore gets a couple of screens out front. Well defended by Rockville. It's now Wesley Cottrell out front. Trying to use a bigger body. Tried to cut some of the gaps off that Moore's been able to get into. Skip pass near side. Good catch by Parker Watts. Out front to Jake Kelly. Gets inside the defense. Skip pass to Nolan Kelly. His three-point shot won't go. Ball loose. Finally picked up by Nichols. He finds Mahalik. Now Cottrell on the baseline. Looks at the post. Can't feed it to White. He'll bring it out front to Nichols. So now Mahalik guarded by Moore. Hunter will work to his right. Baseline. Landon puts it on the floor. Drop off pass inside. Garrett's shot won't go. He's going to be called for over the back. I think the shot was a little bit easier than he anticipated, Steve. He thought he was going to be contested a little bit harder than what he was. And when he missed the shot, he was kind of in an awkward position. He's called for his second foul. First on the team here in the second half. So where the basketball's been the majority of the time for Cloverdale, it's in the hands of Jalen Moore. He'll go baseline to Watts. Watts with a three-point field goal. It won't go. I think that's what you've got to try to do if you can, force somebody else to beat you. Mahalik works to his left to Nichols outside the three-point line. Defense backs off, just daring him to take the shot. Now he goes to Logan at the free throw line. Mahalik on the bounce. Ball poked loose, picked up by Nichols. Back to Mahalik. Near side to Cottrell. Cottrell on the backside to Landon. Landon drives. Scoop pass inside to Garrett. I don't think he was really ready for the pass. He was attacking the basket, thinking the shot was going to go up. Goes through his hands. It'll be Cloverdale basketball. Tell you what, that's one thing about Moore, Stephen. He comes up slow, so slow and so lackadaisical. Then he can change direction so quickly, and he's just very quick. Shot by Kelly, no good. Rebound, White. White to Mahalik. At the key area to Landon. Landon to the basket. He'll lay it up and in. That's a lead to one at 41-40. Good defense by the Rock. They take away the penetrating of Moore. Parker Watts puts it on the floor. Kicks it to Kelly. Kelly for three. He knocks down the shot. Jake Kelly averages just 4.3 points per game. It's his second three of the contest. Good look inside. Garrett Nichols wide open on the weak side. He gets the pass from Noonan. Cuts the lead to two. Long three by Moore won't go. Ball loose. And it's going to be a jump ball. Nichols and Kelly. It'll be Cloverdale basketball.
Well, right now, defensively, obviously focusing on Jalen Moore, Wesley Cottrell denying him up top every time he can. So the only time he has a chance to score is when he brings the ball across the 10-second line.
Jake Wilkes returns to the ball game with his three fouls. Jake Kelly to Jake Wilkes in between the circles. It's now Moore with the basketball. Directing traffic, goes baseline to Wilkes. Step back dribble. Cross-court pass to Winders. It's now Jake Kelly wide open for three again. He buries his second one. Second in a row. Leads at 5, 47-42. You mentioned it, Stephen. You've really got to pick your poison. And when the supporting cast of Jalen Moore does that, really kind of ties your hands in the paint. Good move by Logan. Kicks it to Mahalik for three. Off the mark, rebound Watts. He's going to get a breakaway. Nobody at the top of the key rotates back defensively. Coach Shelsky calls a timeout as the lead is up to seven, the largest of the night for Cloverdale, 49-42. It's a 30-second timeout. No, it's a 60-second timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to High School Basketball, the game of the week from the Rocket Dome on 104.9 WAXI.
The employees of International Paper Newport Mill are proud to support Park and Vermilion County High School sports. Students who participate in sports and other extracurricular activities learn the values of putting in hard work and working together to accomplish goals. The employees of International Paper Newport Mill share these values too. Good luck to all student athletes from the employees of International Paper Newport Mill.
In Park County, for quality, secure local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Welcome back to the Rocket Dome, 49-42. Cloverdale with their largest lead of the ball game. Sorry, folks. It's that time of year. Start getting a scratchy throat. Rockville basketball. Cottrell off glass. Shot won't go. Rebound to Wilkes. Wilkes to Moore. By the defense with the right hand. Shot won't go. And they'll say last touch by Cloverdale.
That's another one of those shots I think would have been easier. He tried to draw the contact. If he just went up straight, put it off the glass, I think he would have had a better chance.
He was pleading to the official for the call. He doesn't get it. Remains a seven-point lead. Mahalik looks to run that back door set to Noonan. Well defended by Moore. Crosses Moore over. Pulls up from 15. Shot won't go. Rebound Watts. Watts dribbles into the front court, hands off to Moore. Moore to Winders. Winders for three. He buries the jumper. Lead is ballooned to 10 at 52-42. Shot by Noonan is good. He's on the floor, and Moore goes coast to coast and gets the layup. So we do have a player down at 2:38. Let's take a 60-second timeout and send it back to studio, as it's a 10-point lead for Cloverdale here in the third quarter. Listen to High School Basketball Game of the Week from the Rocket Dome on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Todd Diverter at Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga is committed to the highest standards of service excellence. You talk about many things with your loved ones, from day-to-day details to big events. Sharing stories with those who matter most isn't just important today. It will be especially significant when it's time to honor and commemorate your lives. Go to DiverterFuneralHome.com, watch the video, and download a free brochure and have the talk of a lifetime today. It can make the difference of a lifetime. Diverter Funeral Home, plan ahead. We'll take the first step with you.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
For heating, plumbing, or a cooling need, the name you can trust is Beverly. Family-owned value is the name of the game. Call Beverly.
Beverly.
That's our name. Call 765-832-7654. It's what to do. It's not our first name, it's our last, but it's the last name you'll need for service fast. Quality services are claim to fame. Call Beverly.
Beverly.
That's our name.
Welcome back to live action. On a drive to the basket, they're going to call a blocking foul on Cottrell. That'll send Moore to the free throw line. He connects on the first. He'll get another. I think Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville. Fountain Trust Company, 11 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA. Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton. Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton. And Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville. Second free throw is also good by Moore. I believe he's perfect at the stripe tonight. Lead is up to 12, 56-44. It's going to be Rockville basketball after the free throws. Mahalik has it poked away in the backcourt. He's able to dive, pick the ball up. This pass deflected by Wilkes. He tracks it down again. Moore going to be called for the foul. Got to give Hunter a lot of credit there, Stephen. He could have turned the ball over twice, but continued to hustle. Saved himself two times. It'll be Clay Butler in the lineup for Rockville. He replaced Landon Noonan. During that injury timeout, Butler post feed White. White with the baby hook. His shot good. He rattles it home. Lead at 10 for Cloverdale, 56-46. Well, you're down to a minute 40. You'd like to close things out on a nice run. Get this down to 6 or 8. Pass on the backside, Wilkes. Wilkes for 3. Shot won't go, but you give up an offensive rebound to Winders. Three-point shot by Kelly won't go. Another offensive rebound. This time it's Watts. Watts' shot won't go. Rebound inside by Gooch. Now Mahalik on the dribble from 15. They're going to say he was fouled by Winders. I think we might have got one there, Steven, but we'll take it. That'll send Hunter to the free throw line.
Well, Jim, I kind of mentioned it early on in the game. I think it might get chippy, and we're starting to see a little bit of aggression come out, not only from the players, but also from the fans in the stands as well. These are the types of games that it's just so easy to get caught up in everything that's going on. There's a lot of flash on the floor. You just got to make sure that you just keep your head and keep your composure.
Hunter good at the free throw line for 2, cuts the lead to 8. Watts skips backside to Winders. Winders for 3. His shot good. Going to call a foul on Watts, but the basket will count. Elevates lead back to 11 at 59-48. 1 minute remains in quarter 3. That is the third foul on Watts, the fourth on the team here in the second half. Mahalik, a little stop and go, has a shot blocked, picked up by Wilkes. It's a race to the basket. Wilkes off glass. He gets the layup. So the lead was at 8, but in about 15 seconds time, it's back to 13. Hunter creates the contact. He draws the foul, and we'll go to the free throw line at 35.5. I'd like to thank Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga, Overpet Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington, your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton, and Affordable Auto Care, US 41 North in Rockville. Hunter off on the first free throw. He will get the second. Rocks down 13, 61-48. Second free throw is good. Static will enter the lineup for the Rocks. He'll replace Cottrell. So you sure like to get this under double digits. Heading into quarter four, going to be tough as you're down 12. It's a 1-2-2 by Rockville. Gooch on the point. Moore with the basketball. Nonchalantly continues to use the dribble. Jake Kelly near side with the basketball. Puts it on the floor to his left. Hands off to Moore. Clock down to 12. Counts going. Crossover dribble. Pulls up from 15. Shot won't go. Rebound Logan. Outlet pass to Mahalik. Plenty of time for a shot. A long one by Mahalik. Won't go. Gooch at the buzzer for the two-pointer. It counts. Cuts the lead to 10 at 61-51. Heading into quarter number four. Stay tuned. We'll be right back to the Rocket Dome for fourth quarter action on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
The employees of International Paper Newport Mill are proud to support Park and Vermilion County High School sports. Students who participate in sports and other extracurricular activities learn the values of putting in hard work and working together to accomplish goals. The employees of International Paper, Newport Mill, share these values too. Good luck to all student athletes from the employees of International Paper, Newport Mill.
Hey everybody, it's Lou here from BJ's Electronics, your local TV expert, and I want to tell you about Dish TV. If technology, value, and customer satisfaction are important to you, then it's time to cut the cable cord once and for all. Upgrade your TV experience and start saving with Dish today. Drop by BJ's Electronics at US 41 North in Rockville or call 1-800-772-2821 or visit us on the web at www.bj-electronics.net. We are BJ's Electronics, your locally owned, operated, and trusted satellite TV experts.
When you're looking for someone to service your vehicle, please keep us in mind. We're Affordable Auto Care in Rockville, and we're easy to find. We're in a red and white building on US 41 on the north end of town. We're your local under-the-vehicle mechanics, and I'd say our guys are some of the best around. We specialize in custom exhaust work, alignments, and all sort of maintenance. Come on over, stop on in at Affordable Auto Care. We'd love to make your acquaintance. Call Affordable Auto Care to schedule an appointment at 569-6911, and when you drop your vehicle off for service, we can text you when it's done. Affordable Auto Care is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Welcome back to the Rocket Dome. Rocks for the first possession. Hunter tries to force a pass into the post. Didn't have a very good angle. It allowed Cloverdale to step in, pick off the pass, and transition. Moore is fouled. Foul is on Hunter. That will be his third. I'm going to say the foul was on the floor. So just a third on Rockville in this half. Pass comes into Wilkes. Moore out front to get the basketball from Watts. Near side Winders. Ball fake, step back. Thought he was going to take a three. He now goes to Wilkes on the baseline. Backside, Jake Kelly with the ball. He finds Moore in between the circles. Moore uses a screen, step back. Looks like he's going to take the shot. He does, and he thinks he's got help behind him. He throws it out of bounds. It'll be Rockville basketball. Good defense that time. Stayed on your feet. Stayed straight up and down. Forced the turnover. Going to need a lot of that here in the fourth quarter. It's a 10-point lead for Cloverdale. Butler gets the ball on the near baseline. Back to Mahalik. Statics pass out front. Picked off by Moore. Moore to the basket. Gets the shot. He's going to head to the free throw line. Once again, it's the defense of Moore. We talked about it, Steve. He's not a great on-the-ball defender, but in terms of anticipation, does a good job of reading his opponents. We've seen that probably half a dozen times tonight. Unfortunately for Rockville, the end result has not been what we want. Moore good on the free throw.
Well, he'll absolutely bait you into that pass, too. He'll, you know, fake like he's going back to cover that high post, and before you know it, sprinting out into your passing lane, and he's going the other way.
Mahalik comes near side to Cottrell. At the free throw line to Logan. Logan will take the jumper. His shot short. Ball loose. Picked up by Watts. Landon remains on the bench, Stephen. We thought maybe it was some kind of cramp in the calf. Not really sure right now. Moore penetrates. Drop off pass inside as Winters got inside the defense. Can't connect on the shot, but he's fouled from behind. Foul on Nichols. I believe that will be the third on Garrett. Fifth on the team. Winters at the free throw line.
Winters 2-for-2 in the game so far.
Comes up short on the first one. I'd like to thank BJ Electronics, your dish authorized retailer in Rockville. Employees of International Paper, Newport Mill, proudly supporting Park and Vermillion County High School Sports. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, internet and phone in Bloomingdale and Rockville. Second free throw is good by Winders. Lead at 14. Butler for three. His shot well off the mark. Rebounded by Watts. Watts to Moore. He'll back out near the 10-second line. Goes between his legs. At the free throw line to Wilkes. Wilkes on the baseline. Kelly gets inside the defense. Now Watts for three. He buries the jumper. You got to give a lot of credit, Steven. The supporting cast has come up big on the perimeter for Cloverdale. Nichols drives. It's now Mahalik for three. His shot short. Rebound on the weak side to Winders. Winders to Moore. Pulls up from 15. His jumper off the mark. Rebound to White. Logan will dribble it up himself into the front court. To Nichols on the far wing. Garrett goes baseline, gets around the defense. Comes to the backside, uses the left hand, gets the bucket. Very quietly, it's a 15-point lead for Cloverdale. And Moore, once again, around three players to the basket. Gets the layup. We have a timeout on the floor. Coach Shelsky is going to use a full timeout. We'll take one as well as the lead has grown to 17 for Cloverdale. 70-53, 5:03 to go in quarter four from the Rockadome on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
The Narrows Restaurant Buffet at Turkey Run Inn is ready for you this weekend. With specials each night of the weekend, the Narrows Restaurant carries a large variety of tasty sides and an extensive salad for each of the buffet nights. The Narrows Restaurant, located in the Turkey Run Inn in Turkey Run State Park, is open Friday and Saturday night from 5 to 8 p.m. and Sunday hours 11:30 to 2 p.m. Don't forget to check out the banquet halls and indoor pools while you're booking your night stay. Turkey Run Inn wishes the best of luck to all of the area high school athletes.
The Fountain Trust Company offers a variety of financial services online so you can bank with us anywhere, anytime. While we hold true to our traditional relationship-based banking, we know life can get busy. With online and mobile banking, you can access statements, transfer funds, pay bills, and more at the touch of a button. Whether you prefer online or mobile banking, or come in and see us in person at one of our many 15 banking centers, we're happy to be your local bank. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Rockadome. Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. Gone under the 5-minute mark in this one. Mahalik drive and kick. Nichols for three. Shot won't go. Over the back on Wilkes. That will be his fourth. The sixth on Cloverdale. Good position by Cottrell inside. Pass comes into White to Mahalik. Mahalik for three. Lead down to 14. Ball poked away out front by Butler. He has it on a run out. His shot good. Five quick ones by the Rocks. Lead at 12, 70-58 for Cloverdale. Still plenty of time. 4:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Moore with the dribble to his left. He's had it in his hands the whole possession. He now finds Watts. At the free throw line, Winder steps back for three. Shot short. Rebound, Butler. Outlet to Mahalik. You've got to get hot on the offensive end. Force Cloverdale into long possessions. Mahalik for three. His shot good. Eight straight. Has cut the lead to nine. Moore going to be fouled. Butler called for the block.
How about Hunter Mahalik? 19 points here in the game. Coming up big here, last couple of possessions.
That is the 16th foul, first on Butler in the ball game. Forces Cloverdale to take it out of bounds. It's at 9, 3:45 left. Once again, Moore picked. Butler taps it away, picked up by Cottrell. Mahalik picks his dribble up, able to find Nichols in the post. Ball loose, picked up by White, goes up strong. He's fouled on the head of the free throw line, and you got to do the damage with the clock stopped at the free throw line.
That's Nick Winders, hits his second foul. That's big because that's going to be the seventh team foul. Even though that's a shooting shot, Logan's going to get two. That now puts them in the bonus for the last three and a half.
I'd like to thank FutureX Industries in Bloomingdale, Lovers Lane Antiques on East High Street in Rockville, and the Walsh Law Office in Covington and at Clinton. First free throw off the hill of the rim, no good. Logan will get the second. Couple of dribbles, ball's in the air. It rolls off the rim, rebound Wilkes. Coach Rady's going to use a timeout at 3:24 and a 9-point lead, 70-61. We'll take a full timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball, our game of the week from the Rockadome on True Oldies 104.9 at WAXI.
At Overpet Gas, we have a team of technicians waiting to serve you. We service, sell, and install a variety of LP gas appliances. Take advantage of current rebates. Call our office and schedule a free estimate. Same day, next day service at no extra charge. Visit our showroom in Covington for a wide variety of LP gas appliances. Call 597-2201 or 793-2501.
Buying a new car is exciting. At Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga, you can save thousands. We'll match any dealer's price, and we won't be undersold. Find exactly what you're looking for. If we don't have it, we'll get it for you. With our price match standard, you won't find a better deal anywhere. We won't be undersold. Make your way to Clark Chevrolet. You make the drive, we'll make the deal.
When you buy from Clark Chevrolet, we'll send you cookies.
Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga. You make the drive, we'll make the deal.
Welcome back to the Rockadome. Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. We're down to 3:24. Lead's been as large as 17, currently at 9. Cloverdale with the basketball. Rock staying there 1-2-2. Moore at the free throw line to Wilkes. Splits the defense. Shot won't go. Ball loose. And they're going to say last touch by Cloverdale. So you dodge a bullet there, Stephen, as Wilkes misses a point-blank shot. Rockville with the basketball. Cottrell drives, loses control of the ball, picked up by Logan. Skip pass, it's now Garrett for three. His shot good, lead to six. It was 70-53, 11 straight by the Rocks. Down to a two-possession ball game. Moore in between the circles to his left. Step back, forces a shot. It won't go. Ball loose. Unfortunately, it's going to be another rebound on the offensive end for Cloverdale. They'll slow things down. Really did a good job of defending that shot. Moore tried to create the contact. He loses the ball, picked up by Butler. It's a race to the basket. Butler in front of Wilkes. He's not going to get the shot to go. Offensive rebound, Nichols. Nichols' shot won't go. Gets it back. Put back is good. 13 straight for the Rocks. 70-66. Moore to the basket. Shoots a tough shot. I'm going to say he was fouled somewhere on the drive. They call it on White.
That will be his fourth. Well, just a gutsy performance right now from the Rocks. Digging deep. Could have found themselves in the hole, but fighting back, giving everything they've got.
I don't believe Moore has missed a free throw tonight. He's clearly one player you do not want to send to the free throw line. As we mentioned, 85% on the year. He's good on the second as well.
I'm sorry,
72-66.
Just going to build on your point. That makes him 11 of 11.
Butler for three. It won't go. Weak side rebound to Winders. Winders to Moore. On the dribble. Ball loose. He picks it up. Now he attacks glass. His shot goes. He kisses it in. Tough shot. I'm not sure that's a shot you're looking for. But with somebody leading the state in scoring and averaging 37.5, I'm not sure if he takes too many bad ones. Foul on the floor on Winders will send Rockfield to the free throw line. It'll be Logan. It'll be a 1-1. That is the eighth team foul on Cloverdale. Free throw is good by Logan. Cuts the lead to 7 at 74-67. You have to be smart about who you foul. I don't think you'll allow a whole lot of time to run off the clock. You'll probably try to get an initial trap, but if it's in the hands of Moore, he's a tough one to try to trap. Your best bet is to force him to give the ball up and not get it back. He still has the basketball. No count. Now the count comes. He crosses over. Still working to his left in traffic. Shot up. He's going to get a pair of free throws. Foul is on Cottrell. On Wesley, that's his second. Well, Stephen, we said that Moore averages 14 free throws per ball game. Currently 11 of 11.
Well, Jim, if you have an opportunity again, whether that be on a free throw or a made shot, coming out of a timeout, don't care what it is. Rockville has to know where Jalen Moore is. Double team him. Do not allow the ball to be inbounded to him. Anybody else can have the ball in their hands right now except for 34.
He's good on the first. He'll get the second at 1:14 to go in quarter four. Shot is good. Lead at 8, 76-68. Mahalik attacks the basket. Shot up. We'll say no contact. It'll be Cloverdale basketball.
So find him now, but they're going to let him inbound it.
You know, once he gets the basketball, there's going to be a considerable amount of time run off the clock unless you foul him. He walks it up the floor into the front court. Gets the double team, uses a spin dribble, now between his legs, and he's going to be fouled. That'll send him back to the free throw line. Foul's on Cottrell. So for the last time, it'll be a 1-1, as that's the ninth team foul on the Rocks.
We haven't updated our listeners here recently, but Jalen Moore now up to 42 points here tonight.
Averages 37. He is started tonight as the number 17 all-time leading scorer in Indiana high school boys basketball history. He's moved up one notch to that 16th slot. Mahalik off glass with the left hand. It's good. Foul on Kelly. He'll send Mahalik to the free throw line.
So still an 8-point game here with a free throw made. Opportunity to knock it down to 7.
It'll be Stewart replacing Butler. We're going to get offensive and defensive substituting here. Free throw won't go. Rebound Wilkes. Wilkes to Moore. He's going to get a screen in the backcourt. No call. Thought it could have got an illegal screen. Moore still on the dribble. He's eventually going to be fouled. That will be foul number 5 on Logan. Logan's had a very good ball game tonight. So Butler and Static enter the lineup for Coach Shelsky. Moore will get 2. So it's a double bonus situation. Mind you that our next broadcast will come Friday night from North Vermillion High School. It'll be a WRC contest. Senior night as well, as it'll be the Seeger Patriots currently sitting in second place in the Wabash River Conference with a 6-1 record. So it'll be a good regular season game to close things with. Mahalik to the basket. Shot won't go. Rebound Moore. Moore will dribble into the front court with 15 seconds. Down 10. Foul will be on Butler. That'll send Moore back to the free throw line. Going to get some substitutions for Coach Shelsky and Coach Grady as well. Moore good on the first free throw. What is that, about 15 for 15 from the line, Stephen?
Well, with that make, it, he's now up to 18 for 18 on the game.
18 for 18. Well, he'll get one more. Congratulations to all the seniors of Rockville. I know a lot of disappointment, but they played a very good ball game against a very good team. Moore going to head to the bench. 19 for 19 from the free throw line. 47 points. Coach Rady's going to use a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and send it back for a quick 30 as well. Game of the week from Rockville on True Oldies 104.9 at WAXI.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Welcome back to the Rockadome. Just 11 seconds remain in this one. Ball comes into Stewart. This pass is picked off, and a quick foul will send Gill to the free throw line. at 4.1. So it'll be Gill to the free throw line for two. First free throw is good. Second, it's off the mark, rebound Wade Black. Back to Stewart, he'll pull up inside the half court line. He drains. The final shot taken by the Rockville Rocks. Just inside the half court line, Lance Stewart with a 3-point field goal. Our final score from the Rockadome, Cloverdale 83, Rockville 73. Stay tuned to our Fountain Trust postgame show. We'll be back in a short time on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
Did you know that by 2025, 60% of Indiana's workforce will need to have a post-secondary credential in order to supply future workforce demands? Make sure you are ready. Enroll at Ivy Tech Community College to earn skills to compete in the business and industry markets of today and tomorrow. Whatever your goal, Ivy Tech can give you a smarter start. Advisors are on hand to help you get started. Learn more at ivytech.edu or call 888-IVY-LINE.
That was a great game. Congratulations to both teams. Time now for the Fountain Trust Company postgame show, where we'll go over final stats and game highlights.
He'll take the three and bury it. Kinsey West, the three, and it's over.
He goes to the right, puts the shot up. It's gone.
The postgame show is being brought to you by the Fountain Trust Company, with 11 banking centers, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA. This is high school basketball on 104.9 WAXI.
Our Fountain Trust postgame show. It was a good one to call, Stephen. Unfortunately, the Rocks come up on the short end, 83-73. Played some high-quality basketball for a lot of minutes tonight, but in the end, you're just not going to win too many games when you give up 83 points. And unfortunately, that's been the Achilles heel of this Rockville ball club for quite some time. And you're going up against the leading scorer in the state. You have your hands full, and you just can't get enough stops against a team that is not as concerned on the defensive end. They're going to try to outscore you to win the basketball game, and they're able to do that tonight. But I think there are an awful lot of positives Coach Chelsky could take away from this one heading into sectional play next week.
Absolutely. I think this is exactly the type of game that Rockville needs. I mean, you're going to walk out of this game with a loss. It's going to go into your, you know, into that column. But honestly, I feel like there's much more energy, much more enthusiasm through, you know, throughout the ball club that than we've seen in the past. You know, this is not a team that looks like they're, you know, riding however many losing games in a row. You know, they have Wesley Couchel back, they have Hunter back. I think they feel very, very good about themselves and the chemistry and how they were able to play tonight against a very, very good, tough, quality opponent. You know, you got to sure things up defensively, but, you know, you're not going to face anybody in sectionals that's going to play kind of the way that Cloverdale does. And I think if you look at the opponents that you're going to go against, you're going to have a defensive scheme ready because you know them very, very well. You know, after tonight, I really think Rockville's got to feel good about where they're at.
Well, and I think as you reflect on this, probably the one thing that they're going to see, teams are going to try to beat you off the dribble. And you're going to have to be able to stop the ball. Whether you do it, obviously your hope is that you can do it with your on-the-ball defender. But if not, you've got to rotate underneath, stop the ball, force a pass, and too often that didn't happen tonight. Moore able to get the ball to the basket, get the shot up. And that's the bad news, but the good news is he does that to everybody he plays against. So you're not going to be playing against an offensive player in the North Vermillion sectional that's at near the level that Jalen Moore is. So, you know, I think that's the positive. From an offensive standpoint, I really like, you know, to go back to some of our points earlier on, I really like ball movement tonight when they got into the half court offense. When the Rocks made three, four passes, the quality of shots were as good as you could hope for in your half court offense. And then I really liked the way they put the ball on the floor and attacked the basket. Got a lot of free throws tonight. So a lot of positives here tonight, despite the fact you lose 83-70.
Yeah, Jim, I do think from an offensive standpoint, this might be the most complete game that we've seen out of Rockville. They do score 73 points. I'm not sure what their season high has been, but they move the ball well. They really attack the rim. I think it's something that they've got to continue to do. It was an offense that I enjoyed watching tonight, and so certainly props to them for unfortunately just running into a team that they had a really, really good player tonight that scored 47 points. You know, you don't allow a player to do that. More than likely, you score 73 points, you're going to win the ball game.
Yeah, still a lot of activity down on the floor. Obviously, as we always see it, a lot of basketballs and a lot of young kids enjoying. And that's going to be a part of the post game that it's going to be sad that we're not going to be able to see anymore.
You guys are
awesome. Thanks, Betty. Andy Hayes. Appreciate Andy's kind words, but. You know, some pictures being taken down here, memories of days past. And, of course, you always, you know, there's a bright future to look forward to, too. The consolidation is going to bring a lot of new memories and a lot of good times ahead for the young people that are going to be involved in this consolidation. Well, let's go ahead and take our first commercial break on our Fountain Trust postgame show. Once again, our final score, 83-73. Cloverdale with the win. They run their record to 17-6. The loss for Rockville drops them to 7-16 on the year. We'll be right back to the Rockadome on our Fountain Trust postgame show on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area. All backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Did you know the Fountain Trust Company offers online mortgage applications now? Apply for your dream home. Receive customized quotes based on your loan details. Sign up to be notified when your ideal rate is available and more. All from our online mortgage center at Fountain Trust. Check it out at www.fountaintrust.com or stop by one of our 15 local banking centers to learn more. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
He shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969. Future Rex Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. Future Rex is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from Future Rex Industries.
Welcome back to the Rocket Dome. On our Fountain Trust postgame show, once again, our final score, Cloverdale 83, Rockville 73. Steven, let's take a look at stats from tonight's ball game.
All right, Jim, thank you very much. For Cloverdale, Jalen Moore, as we said, finishes with 47 points. You know, he accomplishes that on a 14-27 shooting performance. That's 51% from the field. Much more impressively, goes 19-19 from the free throw line. Not that he only gets there 19 times, but also that he makes all 19 when he does. So certainly a special talent. We were treated well tonight to be able to see one of Jalen Moore's final performances as he gets ready for sectional play as well. 11 points for Jake Kelly, 9 points for Nick Winders, 7 to Parker Watts, 5 to Jake Wilkes, 3 to Nolan Kelly, and then I believe young man's name was,
Gill.
I'll find it here eventually,
Gill.
Mark Gill came in late and he knocked down that lone free throw. So Looking at the other scoring, I think that was kind of a factor that you mentioned earlier. The supporting cast, some of those other players, stepped up big when you focus in on Jalen. They knocked down buckets when they needed it, when the game was close. So credit the other players from Cloverdale as well. They're certainly not a one-man band, and we want to make sure that that is quite clear as well. For Rockville, their leading scorer tonight was Hunter Mahalik. He had 21 points, 5 of 11 from the field, 7 of 9 from the free throw line. That's even more impressive when you think he does have the ball in his hands quite a bit as well. Landon Newton finishes the game with 18 points before he left with the ankle injury. He was 8 of 12, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Garrett Nichols has a big night at 17 points. He goes 7 of 12 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. So he had a big, big night for the Rocks. 8 points to Logan White. He was 2 of 5, 4 of 6 from the free throw line as well. 3 points for Landon Stewart as he does knock down the final shot of Rockville High School here in the Rockadome. And then Clay Butler, Jack Gooch have 2 points apiece. Wesley Cottrell scores 2 as well as he goes 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Looking at team stats, Cloverdale, 2-point field goals, they were 19 of 34 for 56%, just 7 of 25 for 28% behind the 3-point line. And then 24 of 26, they made 92% of their free throws, and they needed all of those to get that win tonight. For Rockville, they were 61% from 2-point range, 19 of 31. And that just, I think, kind of emphasizes what we talked about, the need to put the ball on the floor and try to be aggressive to penetrate to the rim from here on out. They were 6 of 20 for 30% behind the 3-point line. And then the Rocks shot very well from the free throw line as a team as well. They were 17 of 22 for 77%. Tonight, Cloverdale takes care of the basketball. They have 8 turnovers. Unfortunately, Rockville finishes the game with 15. That's not the positive for sure, but the positive is you have 10 turnovers at halftime. That means you just had 5 in the second half.
Thanks, Steven. Outstanding job. As always, we're going to take our final commercial break. When we come back, we will hand out our 3 post-game awards. Not sure if Coach Chelsea's going to get out of here to get a word with us or not. I think when you wrap things up with your seniors, you always spend a little bit of extra time in the locker room. So we'll see if we can't get Coach Chelsea if he steps out here. If not, we'll wrap things up when we get back. We'll send it back to studio. You're listening to our Fountain Trust post-game show on True Oldies 104.9 at WAXI.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnick's today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience making shopping for a new pre-owned or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville, you'll find an experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to assist you.
Here when you need them, Wallace Law Firm, working with you on criminal law, divorce, custody, adoptions, real estate, bankruptcy, expungements, specialized driving privileges, Social Security disability, and estate planning matters. Wallace Law Firm has been in the business for over 100 years, with 2 offices to serve you, in Covington on the Courthouse Square and in Clinton on State Road 163 near Walmart. Wallace Law Firm wishes the best of luck to all the local high school sports teams.
Winter is just around the corner. Is your heating system ready? Let the professionals at Andrews Heating help you sort out repair versus replacement. They offer the top-of-the-line American Standard heating and air conditioning equipment with the best warranty in the industry and financial solutions that won't break the bank. All from the dealership that you've trusted your family's indoor comfort to for nearly 50 years. Andrews Heating, the right choice for the right indoor comfort solution. Andrews Heating at 765-832-9401 or visit them on the web at andrewsheating.com.
Welcome back to the Rockadome one last time. Final score, 83-73, goes to Cloverdale. Cloverdale, 11 games over 500 at 17-6. They conclude the regular season tonight. They will open up tournament play at South Putnam in 2A play against Monrovia. Monrovia, 13-8 on the year. Very good ball team as well. Let's take a quick look. I don't think those, yes, they did, at Monrovia. Cloverdale won a close one, 48-45. For Rockville, they conclude their season at 7-16. They will open up tournament play, game number 1, next Tuesday night. They will play the Attica Red Ramblers, Stephen. Those two teams hooked up last week, and it was a 2-point ball game, a road loss for the Rocks. But taking a look at sectional 53 at North Vermilion, just one team at the 500 mark. That's North Vermilion, 12-12, and the rest of the competitors are below 500. So really a wide open sectional. You take a look at who's played who, who's beaten who, and it's just a smorgasbord. You know, there's no clear favorite. Within sectional play, North Vermilion 5-1, Attica 4-1, Riverton Park 3-3, Rockville 2-4, Turkey Run 2-5. Faith Christian, a team that we don't know a lot about, 0-2 against teams within that tournament. But look forward to that next week. But we do have a regular season game to close things out on Friday night. That will be at North Vermilion, the Wabash River Conference contest with Seeger. As I mentioned, Seeger currently 6-1 in conference play. They sit in that number two slot. Conference already decided. Covington runs the table. 8-0. They're 20-1 on the year. Number one in it to A. Well, it's time for our three post-game awards. The first, our player of the game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning in Clinton, goes to senior point guard Hunter Mahalik, one of his best games of the year, Stephen. Good to see him getting back on track as he spent some time on the shelf with an injury. He scores 21 points tonight. Very solid on all phases of the game. Congratulations, Hunter Mahalik, our player of the game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning in Clinton. Your high energy player of the game, sponsored by Park County REMC, goes to senior forward Garrett Nichols. 17 points on the night. Second in scoring for Rockville. Very solid night for Garrett. Once again, 17 points. He is our high energy player of the game, sponsored by Park County REMC. And your spark plug player of the game, sponsored by Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton. That goes to senior Wesley Cottrell. 2 points, but that doesn't tell the whole story about his body of work, as he is very good on both ends of the floor. Congratulations, Wesley Cottrell, senior spark plug player of the game. Well, on senior night from the Rockadome, Stephen, it wasn't how we hoped that it would end, as it's a 10-point loss to Cloverdale, but a very good effort, and we wish the Rocks nothing but best as they head into tournament play, as we do all of our local teams. It's always a very exciting time of year, but tough way to go out, a lot of sadness, but a lot of memories, and my memories from my high school days are when I played for North Vermilion playing in the Rockadome, and your memories are playing for the Rockville Rocks here on this court.
Yeah, as I said, there were no doubt that those are some of the best memories of my life. And, you know, they always say that, you know, sometimes college can be those best 4 years or whatever it is. But as I think back into just the support and, you know, the teammates that I had while I was able to play here within this gym, the environment that I got to play in front of on most, you know, most Friday nights, certainly something that I'll never forget, and it's going to be forever a blessing for sure. And it's always neat to see, now that I've been, you know, a teacher and living in this community, to see the kids be able to come up and experience that as well. Just a lot of fulfillment in that, Jim, for sure.
And as I was sharing with you during commercial break, I've been doing this off and on for about 30 years. I remember when I first started with Jim Jerome and Charlie Bemis. Kind of got me started in it. I don't know why. They asked me, and I tell you what, I was scared to death.
I remember that feeling very well. But I was also.
How enjoyable it's been. And so for Stephen Hartman, Jim Foster, would like to thank Lee back in the studio. Outstanding job, sweetheart, as you always do. Appreciate all the sponsors that make our broadcast possible and support all of our local high schools. We'd like to thank those of you who tuned in tonight for the final game, Rockville High School here at the Rockadome on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Hi. This is Mike Shake, sales manager at Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, we are proud of our local park and Vermilion County schools. Sponsoring high school sports and local radio is just one way for Jackson Family to give back and say thanks to those who have supported this local dealership for over 85 years now. Play your hardest and you will always be a winner. Jackson Family of Dealerships, 765-832-2411 or jacksoncars.com.
Layton's Refrigeration and American Standard offers a full line of high-efficiency heating and air conditioning equipment, heat pumps, and geothermals. Call Layton's today at 765-832-2561.
Layton's Refrigeration offers the highest level of customer service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and was voted number one customer care rated independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer in Indiana 2 years in a row. Save money and call Layton's Refrigeration today at 765-832-2561.
Fresh produce is waiting for you at your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton, and it's on sale. Save big on Halo's Clementine, Sweet Cantaloupe, Honeycrisp Apples, Blackberries, Jumbo Sweet Onions, and a whole lot more. Thank you for being part of the IGA family, proud to serve our local communities in Rockville and Clinton.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
The postgame show has been presented by the Fountain Trust Company, serving families in Fountain, Montgomery, Tippecanoe, and Park counties. Thanks for joining us, and stay tuned for more great high school basketball all season long here on WAXI, the home for exciting high school sports, and playing the greatest hits of all time, 104.9 WAXI. And streaming live at TrueOldiesWAXI.com.